We're going to head to Toledo and be joined by Rockets head coach Jason Candle. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
No, good, Ken. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for your time. Obviously, a tough afternoon in Muncie, and after getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Rockets.
Well, first of all, hats off to Mike and their staff and for doing a great job and getting a good plan together and playing very well. You know, we didn't get out to a very good start. We had a really terrible first quarter and got behind the eight ball a little bit there, down 17-0, really inability to move the sticks on third down on offense and, you know, gave up some explosive plays on defense and really – that really told the story of the game. I mean, you know, you give up almost 200 yards of offense in the first quarter, and on offense you don't really, you know, gain anything. You know, and like I said, down 17, and then, you know, when you're doing that with a backup quarterback and, you know, some a team that's, you know, been hit by some injuries here of late, it's really hard to recover from that on the road, and, you know, we just weren't able to do so. So definitely have to be better in our preparation, definitely have to do a better job of identifying things through the week that we can do at a high level and get them things practiced and ready for the game on Saturday, because it doesn't get any easier.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Candle and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously, not the performance you wanted from your Rockets. Talk about a young quarterback like Carter Bradley. Talk about his performance, and then what can he learn from this to grow as a quarterback in his collegiate career?
Well, I think your first start, no matter whether it's, you know, successful or not, there's going to be lots of learning lessons and lots of teachable moments. You know, I think the more he's in there, the more comfortable he'll get with the operation of things, and the more, you know, familiar he'll be with, you know, defensive recognition and different things that, you know, the opponent is trying to do to maybe throw him off or confuse him a little bit. You know, but I think, you know, our issue Saturday was our inability to run the football. And, you know, when you can't aid your offense that way and you put it all on that guy's shoulders, especially on the road down early, that is a recipe for disaster. So, you know, a lot of the things I learned for Carter, but I don't think we did a really good job of helping him out. And, you know, you got to play complementary football to be able to be successful on offense.
For you as a coach, what is your message to your Rockets this week? Obviously, Saturday's performance left a bad taste, I'm sure, in everyone on the ride back to Toledo. But what is your message to your team this week?
We've got to stay the course, and, you know, we probably need each other right now more than we ever have. And, you know, we talk about this stuff a lot. We talk about adversity and, you know, and how adversity kind of introduces you to yourself. And, you know, I think, you know, learning the importance of practicing the right things the right way and doing that for as long as it really takes to get it right is kind of where we're at. I mean, this is, you know, this is a situation that some of our players on our team and our roster have not been in before. And, you know, really, this is uncharted waters for me as a coach, too. So this is a time that, like I said, we need each other more than we ever have before. We've got to really do a good job of trusting the fundamental things that we've worked on since we got back here in January. So there's no time to panic and hit reset and do a bunch of new stuff. It's just a matter of us understanding the importance and the small margins here that we have to pay attention to, so that gives us the ability to play well on Saturdays.
Looking ahead to this week, obviously another great challenge. You said it with Eastern Michigan. When you look at film of the Eagles, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, Chris has done a great job with that program and certainly building it to a point in time where they got they're playing a lot of guys, and, you know, and those guys are coming in there and they're interchangeable and playing very well. So, you know, I remember the days of playing Eastern Michigan and, you know, a guy gets hurt and then you never hear from or see from him ever again. And, you know, this is a team that believes in that staff and believes in each other. And, you know, their young quarterback came in and played excellent Saturday, I thought, and, you know, and getting a win there. And, you know, obviously there's some guys like, you know, Shaq Van and, you know, Breck Turner, you know, some guys on the perimeter of things, Matt Sexton, those guys, Arthur Jackson, those guys have played a lot of football for them. So, you know, there's some weapons on offense that you got to do a good job of trying to contain, you know, and then obviously on defense, it's a tough, gritty unit that all, like they always have. And, you know, they're not going to beat themselves. They're going to do a great job of being really sound and having a really good idea of what you do well and have a plan of attacking that. So, you know, obviously looking forward to the challenge, and as we know, it's going to be a 60-minute game.
Overall, do you have any update with regards to quarterback Mitchell Gudani as far as his prognosis for this coming Saturday?
I don't. I wish I did.
You touched upon last week in the loss against the Cardinals the challenge with the running game. Talk about your plans this week with regards to getting that rocket running game going again.
Well, we got to find some things that we can settle in on and some formations and that we can hang our hat on and really that give us a chance. But, you know, it wasn't – that's 2 weeks in a row in the first half that we haven't been really able to run it effectively, and it's really cost us, you know, two bad 30 minutes of football in each of those games. And, you know, that's – when you do that, that's – you're going to get what you deserve, and those are two losses. And, you know, so we got to be able to run the ball effectively, got to be able to do it in critical situations and, you know, and efficiently on first and second down, not only just, you know, in short yardage trying to pick up, you know, third and shorts and trying to keep the sticks moving. But we haven't been able to do a good job enough, or good enough job on first and second down with it.
Defensively, talk about where your Rockets are right now.
Well, not our best performance on Saturday. You know, we've had a really good season of keeping points off the scoreboard, and we weren't able to do that on Saturday. We gave up a couple long plays, a couple jet sweeps. We gave up a double pass for a touchdown. We gave up some stuff that were some situations where they kind of got us in some tough moments. But we also didn't fit a couple gaps right, you know. And I saw it, you know, in the second quarter there, a couple guys kind of just out of their gap and not doing what they're supposed to do. And you know, we haven't seen that, and that hasn't showed up. So, got to get that fixed. Got to make sure that we continue to play sound defensively. And, you know, when we got a chance to get the other team in third down, get off the field when we can.
Well, Jason, thank you for your time. I'll let you get back to preparation for Eastern Michigan. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken.
Okay, thank you. For Jason Candle and his Toledo Rockets coming off a 52-14 loss at Ball State on Saturday, again in the contest, quarterback Carter Bradley making his first collegiate start, 14-34 passing for 137 yards. And in that contest, he completed passes to 11 different receivers. For Toledo, they will be hosting Eastern Michigan this coming Saturday, October 26th, that game at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN+.